You're listening to Weird AF News with Jonesy.
A man that was given a bionic penis went into a 5-day coma a week after having sex for the first time. I'm just happy that there's bionic penises out there, you know? It's nice to know that science is finally doing some useful shit. I keep complaining about the science doing stupid things with their money. This is a great place to put the money because, as you know, if you've listened to Weird AF News for a while, angry wives and girlfriends have been slicing off their lovers' penises out of revenge for certain activities. And so it'd be nice to have a backup, you know? I'm not even saying like wait till you get your penis cut off and get a bionic. I'm saying install a bionic penis right now so you have two as a spare in case she cuts off one of them. That's so whacked. I'm just saying, though. Loving it. Okay, so bionic penises. Had no idea. I mean, I thought we were, you know, we got the sex robots. Now we got bionic penises. I'm super happy. So a man who was born without a penis spent 5 days in a coma when he collapsed a week after having sex for the first time since getting the bionic penis. His name is Andrew. He's 45 years old, lives in London. He underwent a 10-hour operation to have the penis installed, and it cost £50,000. Completely worth it. Also, he says that it's when he was asked about his penis, he described it as, quote, ridiculously big. Obviously, it's ridiculously big. Why would you get a small bionic penis? I mean, hello. You obviously can design it, right? You can pick it off a menu. You would get a big penis. You know what I mean? And why not? Why not wow the shit out of people that you're making love to with your giant RoboCop penis? It's unbelievable. By the way, he's got a girlfriend. He had a girlfriend. I want to know, okay, so a couple things. By the way, 45 years old before he gets the penis installed. That's kind of crazy. He went 45 years without a dick. I would kill myself. I couldn't go 45 days without my dick. I don't know how he did that. This guy deserves a medal for that. Can you imagine? No penis. Who's dating you? How do you get on dates? What does your Tinder profile say? Look, I'm on Tinder, okay? And people that have changed their body a little bit, like they're getting a penis installed or a vagina installed, you know, the trans people that are on there, sometimes they'll let you know that they're pre-op or post-op or whatever. So imagine having to say that you have no penis on there. You have to say that. You have to say, I got no penis. You'd have to say that, right? You'd have to disclose that. You'd have to be like, here's your Tinder profile. And you'd be like, I'm a Ken doll. I got nothing, but I'm saving up money. I'm saving up for a bionic penis. And when I get it, let me tell you, ladies, it's going to be ridiculously big. So if you're in it for the long term, chill with me. 10-hour operation for a ridiculously big penis. Fantastic. Okay, so here's the other news. So he didn't go into a coma because of the penis. He went into a coma because of something related to his gallbladder, which is completely different. So I don't want to put out there that the bionic penis is causing people to have post-sex coma, you know, situation. That's not what's going on. The bionic penis is fine. It's doing its job. He had another issue on the side. He's a little late in life to be getting this, you know, it's kind of traumatic to the body. So, you know, he says he's excited for the future with his wife, who's only 28 years old. Unbelievable. He's getting a girl. He doesn't have a penis, and she's 10 years younger than him, almost 20 years younger than him. How the hell? This must be the most charming mofo in the goddamn world. Holy shit. Wow. I can't even get a date, and I have a penis that works. Works well. He says he's excited for the future with his 28-year-old wife, including having children. I don't know how they're going to do that. They'll have to adopt, obviously, or do something. Oh, maybe they can. Maybe science can pull out some sperm inside him somehow. Maybe the bionic penis uses the sperm. I don't know. Let's get into it. It does talk a little bit about it. By the way, you'll be happy to know he had to walk around with an erection for 10 days right after the surgery and had to wait 6 weeks before having sex. Oh, man, a 10-day boner? That's tough. That's tough stuff. Can't leave the house that way. You can't. You can't leave the house. Right? 10-day erection? Can't leave the house, 10-day erection. No, no, no. Everyone's going to see that. That's uncomfortable. You can't wear pants for 10 days, really. You got to just be in a bathrobe or naked. There's no way. You could probably spend some time, if you did leave your house, you have to go to like one of those spas where they give you like the bathrobe and you chill out in the saunas. Even then, you might scare the children. You're wondering, how does it work? How does he get an erection? He uses a button in his groin to inflate the organ. Wow, that's crazy. Go, go, gadget penis. And literally, go, go, gadget penis. Holy shit. We've been joking about go, go, gadget penises ever since Inspector Gadget came around. Do you guys remember? Are you 14 years old and don't know what that is? Does anyone want to tell the kids what Inspector Gadget is? Or Transformer, like a Transformer penis. This is what this is, really. Speaking about losing his virginity, Andrew said, it's fantastic. Yeah, no shit, dude. You've been going 45 years without sex. You have no idea what you're missing. Unbelievable. It's my favorite thing in the world. Next to football. No. Actually, eating pizza is probably the best thing in the world. Getting high and eating pizza. What's better than that? It's crazy. He's actually booked a romantic... His name is Fedra. He's booked a romantic trip to Amsterdam for his birthday. And he's been leading up to that. He's been testing out the function every morning and night. And he leaves his erection on for 20 minutes just to... This guy wakes up and he's... imagine the push-button penis. This is a dream come true for you ladies, right? You know, on command, erection on command. Unbelievable. It's good. Everybody wins with this. Go. Thank you, science. Let me take a moment to just thank science. Thank you, science, for doing something worthwhile, in my opinion. As an expert. I'm an expert. An Uber driver catches his wife having an affair when he picks them up as passengers. Get out of town, right? When you read this title, you're like, get out of town. Really? Ooh. So many levels of shenanigans going on here. I feel so bad for this Uber driver. Imagine your wife cheating on you. Pick her up in your Uber. I gotta get to the bottom of this. A man in Colombia found himself in a pretty awkward scenario when he was hired to drive his wife and her lover to a nearby hotel to continue their affair. The woman, Yami, what a weird name, Yami, and her lover, Jesus, had been seeing each other behind her husband's back for over a year. The pair met up and after deciding to relocate to a motel for more privacy, ordered an Uber. There was just one problem. Yami's husband hadn't told her that he was borrowing his friend's car and moonlighting as an Uber driver for some extra cash. Oh, man. Since their phones said they would be picked up in an unfamiliar car by a man named Leonardo, Yami and Jesus had no need to worry. It wasn't until all three were inside the car that the husband and wife recognized each other and pieced together what was happening. She then cut off his penis. But he's got a second one, a bionic penis. Just kidding. The article says it's somewhat uncertain what happened after that. I'm pretty sure I know what happened after that. Some Colombian news outlets reported that the three exited the vehicle and the men began to fight each other on the street. Others say that the wife and her lover simply fled the vehicle to escape her husband's anger. One thing is certain, Yami and her lover would have never been caught if her husband hadn't broken Uber's rule concerning driver identities. Yes. So when I read the title of this story, in my mind, I thought, like, how did she not see that, like, because you get to see the driver's photo, and I was like, she didn't see that that was a husband, and that's his name, but he was using another identity of his friend, so that's how that slipped through the cracks, because ordinarily, you can just, you know who's coming to pick you up, and you can see, oh my god, this guy looks like a killer, and then you don't get on, like, this guy looks like clearly is a serial killer, and then you cancel the Uber. Oh man, this is crazy. Did they pay for the Uber? I wonder if she paid for that. He's certainly not giving them a free ride at that point. Oh, the poor guy. It's bad enough that it's hard being an Uber driver, you know? You're in the car all day. Have you been in a car for 8 hours? It is, you feel like you hiked up a mountain. It doesn't make any sense because you're sitting the whole time, but it's tiring being in a car. Like road trips, if you take a road trip, like if I drive from LA to San Francisco, which I've done many times. You do that and you get up there and you're like, I just want to have dinner and go to sleep. I mean, I know I was sitting all day, but it's exhausting. It's just hard being an Uber. It's hard being a driver. And then to top it all off, you pick up your wife and with her lover. I mean, get out of town. I would just drive off a bridge into the water. Like, you know, we're all going down. Buckle up, guys. Here we go. Splash. We're going into the drink. Take that. Oh man, just terrible. I'm gonna guess he didn't get a tip either. No tip, right? I don't know. A zoo has been experiencing a penguin shortage, and in order to address that problem, has installed plastic penguins. Model penguins, I guess, with the real penguins, so that you think there's more than just a couple penguins. This is a crafty way to solve a problem, guys. This is it. What do we do? I want to be at that meeting. Listen, we're down to three penguins. What do we do? Gerald, you got an idea? Gerald? Yeah, man, we could buy more penguins. Oh, we don't have the budget for that. How about you, Rachel, you got an idea? Yeah, how about plastic penguins? We just fake penguins. It's Halloween season, right? I think there's like, we could get people, well, we could do the plastic penguins, we could get those, but it's Halloween season, we could go to the Halloween store, I'm sure there's penguin costumes, several of us could dress up as penguins, and, you know, kind of waddle about with the other ones. Don't you think you'll stand out because you'll be way taller than the other penguins? Yeah, well, we'll get on our knees. And I like fish, so it's a big win for all of us. So a penguin shortage at Britain's zoos has seen them replaced with plastic models. Thousands had been spent on the attraction at Exotic Zoo in Telford, Shropshire. Did I say it right? Shropshire. There's so many towns that end with shia. And you must say it like that. You must say it like Sean Connery. Shropshire. Fake penguins at Shropshire. For the new specialist enclosure. Okay, so they had a new enclosure for the penguins. It was due to open in time for the summer holidays. They had a delivery of 6 Humboldt penguins. I don't know what kind that is. Oh, they're native to South America. South American penguins? Holy shit. I had no idea. I thought they were just up in the... in Antarctica or the Arctic or whatever. I thought they were only in cold. South American penguins is a thing. Oh, pretty cool. I'm learning, guys. I'm learning. We're all learning. But the zoo was unable to get these penguins delivered because there was an outbreak of an avian malaria that was reducing this Humboldt penguin population, apparently. So instead, the zoo director decided to fill the empty enclosure with model penguins until they get the real penguins for the visitors to enjoy, and they don't know when that will be. Oh, jeez. Hey, dude, I can get you some penguins. What, are you kidding me? I'll reach out to my Italian family. We can get you penguins. What do you want? You want a deal on penguins? I'll get you some penguins. I know a guy. Just meet me behind a Radio Shack on Pico. I'll get you some penguins. Their penguin enclosure, by the way, they were very excited about it. It was the most expensive display to date, and they hoped that it would be open for the start of the summer holidays. But then disaster struck. The outbreak of penguin malaria. They were unable to get the 3 pairs of penguins that they had been planning to get for the visitors to enjoy. Instead, they got to use life-size models of various different species of penguins so that they can kind of at least educate the visitors when they visit the place. "We've got signs explaining the situation," he said. "It's been really disappointing, but it's really out of our control. But we have signs." Imagine the kids, the poor kids. "Come on, guys, this way, kids. We're going to see some penguins." "What? They're not moving." "They look dead. That one's on the ground. The wind blew that one over. What the hell?" Oh, man. I love it. It's like, you go to these like food restaurants and they'll have the plastic version of the food on display so that when you order, like, I know a ramen joint that I love to go to, and they have they serve other food, and it's all, they have plastic versions of the ramen bowls and the other food that they serve at this Japanese place so that you can see what it looks like on display before you order it. "Here, these are what the penguins are supposed to look like when they're delivered. We don't know when that's going to be, but this is what they'll look like. So come on back, place your order now." Oh, man. They're actually waiting for these penguins to procreate, and so that there'll be new penguins available. But penguins only mate once a year, so they got to sit back and let nature take its course until the numbers build up. In the UK and Europe, you're going to see some plastic penguins, apparently. Yeah, the zookeeper. I love the zookeeper title. That's a funny one. I'm a zookeeper. How do you take that guy seriously? "Hey, zookeeper, here." "Really? Come on. Shut up. Really?" The zookeeper says, "We're not really anticipating getting any real penguins until the next year, which is a real shame considering the enclosure cost us tens of thousands of pounds." Oh, Lord. By the way, you should know that avian malaria is endemic in wild domestic birds and is transmitted by the Anopheles mosquito. It can be fatal to species, which have not evolved resistance to this disease, such as penguins. Penguins have never had to build an immunity to it as they live on or near the sea, where the insects that carry the disease do not occur. But apparently, because of changes in climate and warming of certain regions, we're now seeing mosquitoes in places where you normally don't. For instance, Los Angeles, where I'm being bit all the time. Now, I'm told that you wouldn't, from the natives of Los Angeles, that this mosquito situation is fairly new in the ecology of LA. This being a desert climate and being dry most of the time, you don't see mosquitoes. But lately, the climate change is real. Climate change is real. And it's getting very humid. We were having, for the summer, I would say, you know, I would see days and days on end of the humidity being in the 70%, which is very high for this area. And mosquitoes are a real thing now. And apparently, in areas where penguins live, mosquitoes are now becoming a thing. And it's sad because it carries a disease and it's killing them, these mosquitoes. So what do we do? You know, it's just another thing. You know, I hate to end this on a sour note, but, you know, there's people out there that need to be educated, okay? Because there's people out there that are saying, no, there's nothing going on with the climate. It's the same as it ever was. No, it's not the same as it ever was. It's not. And this is just, and the more that I read about it, the more in little ways I see, oh, it's affecting that little subgroup. Oh, it's affecting this little phenomena. This is another one. Oh, it's affecting the penguins because now there's mosquitoes where there wasn't before. And it's keeping Jonesy awake at night. Because I got mosquitoes in my room. Where do they come from? They shouldn't be here. This is a desert. All right? So send money, guys. Send money. Jonesy needs to relocate. I need mosquito netting is what I really need. Support Jonesy on his Patreon. I'm going to buy two things. A new microphone or a microphone, because I don't have one. A microphone and mosquito netting so I can get some good sleep. Hey, everybody. This is Jonesy, the host of Weird AF News. An avid coffee drinker. Screw you, England! You teetotalers, bring it on! I'm just playing. Hey, I want to thank those of you who called in. Dallas, who's one of my patrons, called in about the parking tickets and makes some really good points. I still hate them, though. At the end of the day, I hate parking tickets and I need to figure out a way to avoid them. Jonesy, why don't you park like a reasonable human being? I do park as a reasonable human being. The city is unreasonable. You ever seen these signs? You can't decode these signs. Come to LA and look at the parking signs. It's like, no parking from Tuesday from 9 to 2. No parking after 6 p.m. No parking on Wednesdays when the full moon is in session and if you're a Libra. And also no parking if it's 76% humidity and your car happens to be maroon. Like, it's all these fucking rules. Sorry. In other words, I need a PhD to navigate the parking rules out here. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous in LA. And if you're going to charge that much, you need to be way more clear with what the rules are. Make it a little bit easier for us to understand. Some of us are walking around with a brain that's less than average, like yours truly. So, thanks for the call. I'm sorry about the rant. Thanks for calling in, Mike, about the moose. I'm trying my best here, doing the stories off the cuff here. Slipping in the jokes where I can, buddy. You know how it goes. And special thanks to James, who called in. James has been a longtime fan of Weird AF News and happens to be blind. And just wanted to let everybody know that because you're blind, doesn't mean that you can't email and do some other things. I'd actually like to hear more about that, James. Like, what kind of how your email process works, how you do that. Do you use like sort of like a dictation program? Or do you have a beautiful secretary named Melissa that types up all your emails for you? That's what I imagine you have, James, because you're very cool. Hey, by the way, Infamous Hottie, shout out to her as well, who's always calling Weird AF News, and I love your opinion. You're hilarious. Call Weird AF News anytime, by the way. The number is 646-450-2012. I think it's free. Also, you can email me funnyjones@gmail.com. Thanks for everyone who sent articles to my email inbox. Appreciate that. You can also DM me. Follow me at funnyjones on Instagram, at Funny Jones on Twitter, and it's Comedian Jonesy on Facebook. And thanks to those of you who have reached out to me on the Facebook page as well. I get messages quite often. You can join my Patreon, patreon.com/weirdafnews, or hit the link in the description of the podcast and support Weird AF News by buying Jonesy a glass of beer a month, which is something he needs. Because he has anxiety, because the world is crazy. But we're all trying to deal with it together, aren't we? Aren't we? We have to do something. I've decided to laugh at it.
Hello, this is Julia Childs. I have to add to your discourse about tea versus coffee. Tea is quite nice, it's true, but there is nothing that can beat a nice strong cup of coffee to get you going in the morning in more ways than one, I must say. Well, a fond adieu and a pip-pip and a cheerio to you, and carry on with your AF weird as bleep news. Thank you, and goodbye for now. From the UK, okay? Remember, coffee is the way to get going in more ways than one.
Jonesy, you did a story yesterday about a lady who was turning moose poop into memorabilia or little artsy items that people could buy. She was, you know, making money selling these items. And you did a little play on words there for her arts and craft items. And you called them arts and craps off the top of your head. Pretty clever, pretty good. But you missed the mark, the bullseye, just by the tiniest little bit. It was terrific off the top of your head. But if you would have called it farts and craps, you would have hit the bullseye. Anyhow, you do a terrific job, especially with all of these comments coming right off the top of your head, because it's clear that you do not read the articles through in advance. I think that would sort of spoil the spontaneity if you did it. You know, it is obvious that you aren't familiar with the articles, and sometimes you make your musings about what is or what if, and, you know, you're unfamiliar and you don't know what's coming. You make suggestions and you wonder about what's going on. But I really think that that would sort of spoil the comic musings that you make if you knew. I think you just read the headlines and go with it from that. So anyhow, keep doing what you're doing. We love the weirdness, and take care.
Hey, Jonesy, this is Dallas. Yes, Dallas, your patron. Hey, I really enjoy your show, and I really agree with you on a lot of subjects. For what I heard today on, I'm guessing yesterday's podcast, about the parking tickets, I wonder if it has a lot to do with how much it costs to park in the area. Obviously, if it's free parking, I would wonder why it would be that expensive. Like in my area, almost everything is free parking, so the parking tickets are like $15. But I know from going to like Seattle and other major cities that parking can be incredibly expensive. Where you may be at a parking spot for 30 minutes and end up paying $30 just for that parking. So I wonder if that has anything to attribute to the cost. That's just me talking out of my ass, but just an idea there of why a cost may be different, especially when you're in the same city. It's different for different tickets you had. Some were 70, some were, you know, 100 some. That really seems weird. I would expect the same overall, unless there's something based on area and based on the cost of parking in that area. But really enjoy your show. Have a great day.
Hey, number one weirdo fan here, James. Quick thing. I love your show. Been listening to your podcast, listening to it for several months now. One thing that I noticed, you had a podcast on Monday. You had one of your messages with the individual stating that they're blind, so they can't read, they can't get online. Please note that this is not usually the way a blind person is working. I am visually impaired, and I'm blind too, and I can email, I can write, I can go online. So I think that person gives a bad image of a blind person. I just thought I'd let you know that. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yo, Jonesy. If I'm a hottie.
Feel your pain about the whole helicopter crap. I must say, not a fan either. I remember my first very not happy moments of having to deal with the LA helicopters. There was a time when I was quite young, probably around 12-ish. So I really needed my sleep because I was amidst a my first growing spurt. And they were searching for somebody, and they were putting that damn spotlight. Speaking of strobe light and spotlight, right all through everybody's windows, woke us the fuck up. And I couldn't get back to sleep. Probably did bad the next day in school. All their fault. Yeah. Then there's the times that they messed up. Not one, not two, not three, but four different dates with four different guys several years ago when I was doing my life. You know, my fun dating times, you know, before marriage. Yeah.